not far off Bourbon Street. He wanted blood. So there he was, walking along, a lanky guy with oily brown hair and a corpse-white face, carrying inside him a hunger of sorts. Down the street, where the streetlights throbbed, there was an open doorway in an abandoned building, and a girl wearing a blue jean miniskirt was coming out of it, clicking along on high heels. Long-legged and slim of body, pert breasts, dark hair tied back in a loose ponytail, swishing like its namesake. A purse hung over her shoulder by a long strap. Walking out of that building, he had to figure she had scored some drugs, something to lick, snort, or shoot. He moved along quickly, covering ground silently, his tennis shoes making little noise. He closed in behind her, and when he was almost on her, she wheeled on him.
Get back! I don't want to spray you!
She was holding a small container of breath freshener, holding it with her finger on the plunger, hoping he'd think it was mace or pepper spray.
Oh, you just gonna sweeten my mouth, baby.
She bolted then, ran fast, especially considering the heels she was wearing. That's all right. He liked to chase. It's like a hound is walking along and spies a rabbit. The rabbit spies the dog and runs. It awakens something inside the hound, some deep-seated instinct to chase and kill. He liked that. And he wasn't the sort that lost a chase. A professional chaser was what he was. Around the corner of a building, she went into an alley, and as he made the corner after her, he saw that she was at the far end of the alley, coming up against a dead end, a brick wall. He quit running, started strolling forward, a cat ready to torment a mouse. He was almost on her when she turned, dropped the breath freshener, let her purse fall off her shoulder and hit the ground. Then he saw something ooze out of her, a shadow, and the shadow folded around her like cockroach wings. Then there were more shadows sliding out from the alley walls, from behind the dumpster. Shadows crawled down the bricks like spiders, dropped to the alley, and within a blinking of an eye, appeared as black bone skeletons, which then transformed into large insect shapes.